Welcome to The Point. I'm Indy Todd. The arts have long been associated with the Cape Coast and Islands. Even before the region was gaining momentum as a tourist destination, writers and painters took up residence for the summer months. By the early 1900s, Provincetown was a spot for live theater productions. Today, towns across the region have art galleries, live music performances, community and professional theater productions, outdoor art installations, dance performances, numerous art education opportunities, and that's just to name a few. While visitors might not think twice about the vibrancy of the arts here, a lot of planning, funding, and collaboration behind the scenes is essential to ensure that the arts thrive. Today, we discuss what it takes to keep the arts alive and thriving, plus we invite arts organizations and artists to share highlights of their upcoming season, and listeners, we want to hear your favorite art ways to engage with the arts. 866-999-4626 is our number. That's 866-999-4626. Our email address, thepoint@capeandislands.org. Joining us in studio, Julie Wake, Executive Director of the Arts Foundation of Cape Cod. Hi, Julie.
Hi, good morning.
Also, David Keene, Executive Director at Catuit Center for the Arts. Hi, David.
Good morning.
All right, so let's start with, I can't imagine there is anybody who doesn't know about the Catuit Center for the Arts, but the mission and works first of Catuit, and then we'll talk the Arts Foundation.
Right. So our mission is to be a welcoming home for Cape Cod's artists, performers, students, and audiences working together to make the creation and experience of art accessible, nurturing, and thrilling for all. That's the memorized mission statement.
Yeah.
Which is very true, and we try to live it. So we are a year-round organization that have two theater spaces. We have a new outdoor performance venue that we affectionately call Tangle To It. It's our Tanglewood. We offer about 250 classes in visual and performing arts each year. And we have two really beautiful gallery spaces.
Yeah. Before we, because I know we're going to get going crazy here, and I don't want to miss out on this. I want you to talk about your intern program. This is, what year is it? How long you've been doing this?
It's a year, and well, it's going on a year.
Oh, it's only been a year.
It's only been a year. And so we started it. We wanted to create opportunities for members of our Cape Cod Can program, which is a program primarily, it has been for adults with special needs who are part of a group that do performances, visual art. And then we learned that many of the members wanted to work behind the scenes on theatrical productions. And so we, for years, have been trying to figure out how to develop a meaningful intern program or something that we could really, you know, kind of sink our teeth into in terms of the protocol. So Melissa Kenny, who runs Cape Cod Can for us, helped us develop this program where there's an application process. So people who are interested apply. They're interviewed one-on-one. And then we generally accept four new interns for a specific theater program. So we started with Matilda in December, and we just finished Legally Blonde, where we had two sets of interns that graduated. Simultaneously, we have interns for visual art that work on the art bus. Mm. So in all of these cases, the interns have a set schedule where they come in for theater. They are a part of the rehearsal process. They spend time learning costuming, set construction, sound design, lighting design, and stage management. And then they're assigned one of those roles for the run of a show. And the way we've worked it recently is a graduate will work on 2 days a week for the run of a show, and a new intern will work the other 2 days for the run of a show. And the thing is that it is absolutely incredible. I have overseen the piece of the program where they learn how to operate video cameras. We have streaming cameras in the theater. And so the interns learn how to switch from one camera to another, how to zoom in. And after a couple of trial runs, I was sitting back watching one of them during Legally Blonde set up a camera shot and then was anticipating where the actress would come out in the costume at the top of the stairs with a finger on the button ready to go. And it's so meaningful and rewarding for us and for the participants because there's value to the organization and there's value to the participant. And after they graduate, they then can sign up as a volunteer for the next show. And then we also are working on funding to have actual jobs for graduates of the program for future productions.
I love that. That's so great. All right, Julie, Arts Foundation, for folks who aren't familiar, tell us a little bit about the Arts Foundation.
Well, first, I want to just say I love that program that you just described. And that is exactly what the Arts Foundation, those are types of programs that we love to support.
Right. And we appreciate your support, by the way.
It's great, creating this great accessibility for everyone in the region. And
can I just say, the arts community is so welcoming to everybody.
To everyone.
It's like you got this great mix of people, and artists, as we know, can be a little bit on the quirky side, which is in a good way, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's open to everybody. And so the Arts Foundation, we are nearly 40 years old. We're coming up on 40. And we've been continually focused on arts and culture, funders and supporters of all things, like programs that David just described. We are one of the only organizations on the Cape right now that support individual artists with grants and stipends through grants with the National Endowment for the Arts, as well as through our Creative Exchange Program. So we're working hard on really, you know, focusing on raising more funds in order to reinvest it back into the creative economy and in the sector. So it's been exciting. Yeah.
We have Sissy on the phone, who's calling from the Martha's Vineyards Art Association. Hi, Sissy.
Hi, Mindy. How nice to hear your voice this morning. And I love the topic of the show.
Yeah. So go ahead. Tell us what's going on.
Well, I'm calling on behalf of the Martha's Vineyard Art Association. We are an association of artists in a nonprofit art gallery at the old Sculpin Gallery, which people often know on Martha's Vineyard because we're this beautiful historic building right at where the Chappie Ferry comes to Memorial Wharf. It's a very iconic building. And this year, the Art Association, which is a group of artists who all have an association with the vineyard, will be celebrating 70 years. And so to your point about how do you market and how you distinguish yourself in this busy season where there's so many art offerings, we have something called a Catboats Weekend. And for those of you on the Cape and Islands who know, the catboat is that graceful little sailboat the cats used to eat the fish off of. Maybe you know that.
Is that where that comes from?
I didn't know that.
That's where it comes from, yes.
And I love that.
And the reason the gallery is called the Old Sculpin is because there was a man named Manuel Schwartz, who was a carpenter, and he was building these beautiful catboats in this building in the before 1954 for some nearly 60 years. And then the Martha's Vineyard Art Association took over the space and created a gallery. So we are celebrating that we call it from carpentry to artistry. So we're honoring Manny Schwartz, as he was known. And then we have a great weekend of art inspired by the sailing vessel. And people come from all over the Cape, and we have a parade of sail and a little parade. And then throughout the weekend, people can really enjoy the work of our artists in this incredibly iconic spot in the center of Edgartown.
Oh, Sissy, thank you for sharing. Really appreciate that.
I need to give you the date, right?
Oh, yeah. What's the date? Yes. When is it?
It's Saturday, July 20th and the 21st of July. And if you go to oldsculpingallery.org, you will find everything out. And it's a great family weekend and just for those who love art and history. Yeah.
All right, Sissy, thank you so much. We appreciate that. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Got a couple of emails. Sandwich Glass Museum has an upcoming event, and that is called Heartbeats and Harmony. And this is June 21st through November 2nd, so all summer into the fall. Carl Lopes and Robert Dane.
Amazing.
I love both of them. Mm. I mean, Carl Lopes, his mixed media paintings, so colorful and vibrant. I mean, he's just fabulous. And then Robert Dane, who I don't know if a lot of our listeners know, Robert Dane used to have a gallery on Nantucket. He is now in the upper, like, western north, right on the Vermont border almost, is where his studio is. And his glass sculptures are just out of this world. So that's a great one. Kristen, thanks for sharing that with us. Then we also have, Susan writes in, Thatcher Hall, a former church on Route 6A in Yarmouthport, is now a community venue open to all. They've got the old worn out Jug Band's pro-democracy tour concert, 3 p.m. on June 16th. Susan, thanks for that. Oh, we have Chris McCarthy calling from the Provincetown Art Association. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Hi.
Hi, Chris.
So many great organizations to talk about that we're never going to get everything in. What's happening, Chris, at Provincetown Art Association?
We are full speed ahead here with an incredible lineup of exhibitions this summer. If you haven't been into the museum lately, the exhibitions of Rosalind Pace and Julia Salinger are just out of this world. And on Friday night, we're opening Marnie Crawford Samuelson photographs and John Frank paintings. So in addition, we have classes, lectures, concerts, you name it, we got it.
That's great. All right. Thank you so much, Chris. And again, if you can go any time of the year to Provincetown Art Association.
Yes, we are open year. Yeah. We're open year round. And our website is paam.org.
I just want to say, Chris, do you still do, I know you used to, I'm pretty sure you probably still do the members exhibit. Mm. Is that in the fall?
Yeah. Oh, the big 12 by 12 is coming up, and that is a member organization, exhibition where you do anything you want on a 12 by 12 panel. There's over 400 that we typically get, and it's a silent auction. So 50% the artist and 50% to Pam, and it's in the height of the season. So you're bound to be seen by anyone and everyone. So I would definitely encourage people to become members so they can submit to that exhibition, because that is one of the highlights of our season.
Yeah, sounds great. Chris, thanks for sharing. Sharon is calling from Provincetown. Hi, Sharon.
Hi, good morning. It's so great to hear my colleague, Chris McCarthy, and all the fantastic things happening down the street at PAM. I'm the executive director of the Fine Arts Work Center in Provincetown, which is an artist-led organization based in P-Town and connected to the world. And here, up the street from PAM, we're doing tons of programming to nurture artists and writers in our community. And I'm so excited to have the chance to share with everybody.
Great. You do a lot of really great writers, especially come out of there. Yeah.
Hey, Sharon.
Hey, Julie.
Yeah.
Hey, David. Great to hear your voices.
You too. Yeah.
Sharon,
we have some really exciting news on the writing front.
Oh, good.
We are so thrilled that the U.S. Poet Laureate, Ada Limón, who is a past fellow of the Fine Arts Work Center, will be joining us next Friday, June 14th, to kick off her signature project as U.S. Poet Laureate called You Are Here, Poetry in Parks. She'll be going to 7 national parks across the country, unveiling poetry installations that connect individuals to poetry and to nature. And on Friday evening, she'll be here for a free public event at the Work Center that will also be live streamed. Ooh. And so if people are interested to connect with the Poet Laureate and hear more about that signature initiative, we're really honored to be the host for that next weekend.
Oh, Sharon, thanks for that. We've got a little bit of everything going on here, right?
Yeah.
I love that.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. We have all summer long, our workshops are happening in memoir, creative writing, fiction, poetry, photography. And we still have some spaces available if you're an aspiring artist or writer to enroll in one of those open enrollment workshops. Great. And then alongside of that, every night, there's free faculty talks, artist talks, readings, where anyone from our Cape Cod community can pop over and hear from our world-class faculty like Gerard Conley and Melissa Febo, Sir Carmen Maria Machado. So we're really, really thrilled to throw the doors wide open this summer and invite our community in to connect to their own creative spirit.
Awesome. Sharon, thank you so much for calling. Appreciate that. Jared.
Well, can I share one quick highlight
about this
weekend?
Yep, go ahead.
Lastly, this weekend on Friday night, we're hosting fine art photographer Catherine Opie, who's truly one of the most important photographers of her generation, in conversation with the artist, art writer, and curator Helen Molesworth. And they'll be here in a salon-style conversation on Friday night. So if you want to kick off your weekend, please come by.
All right, Sharon, thank you so much. Jared is calling from Brewster, Cape Rep Theater. Hi, Jared.
Hi, how are you?
Great. What do you got coming up at Cape Rep Theater?
We've got all sorts of fun and exciting things happening. We've got our return of our fabulous new musical, Trish LaRose, Come On to My House, a one-woman show starring local performer Trish LaRose, who I know David is familiar with. She just starred in Legally Blonde up there, and she's returning with her original show that tells her kind of story and her evolution as an artist, backed by an incredible band of local musicians.
Yeah, by the way, not to interrupt you, Jared, but it is the most incredible show. It's being reprised.
So
it's so, so great. She's amazing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Go ahead, Jared.
No problem. Yeah. Thank you, David. I agree. and so we have that running from June 20th to July 14th in our indoor theater. And then in our outdoor theater, we have two children's programs running during the summer. We have an original show, again, written by a local playwright, Holly Erin McCarthy, again, another person who David would be familiar with, who's written a new musical as well called the Maya Mouse's Madcap House of Music, Movies, and Mayhem that's running in our outdoor theater. And then we also have Puppets Paul and Mary, who are two local performers, Paul Keough and Mary Wilson, who do an educational puppet show for little ones, you know, preschool, toddler age, and up to like 5 or 6.
I love that. Puppets Paul and Mary. That's
Yeah, I know. Great name, right? Yeah, right? And they're fabulous. They write, you know, they sing songs and tell stories, and it's just fabulous, and it's so great for the little ones. And both those shows are in our outdoor theater. Mm-hmm. And then in July and August, we've got the classic musical Gilbert and Sullivan's The Pirates of Penzance, which we're really excited about.
Great.
Perfect way to, you know, kick off the summer.
Wonderful. Jared, thanks for sharing. We appreciate that.
My pleasure.
Yeah, we are hearing from arts organizations and artists this hour sharing highlights of their upcoming season. 866-999-4626. That's 866-999-4626. Our email address, thepoint@capeandislands.org. And we'll have more after break. You're listening to The Point. This morning, we're inviting arts organizations and artists to share highlights of their upcoming season with us. 866-999-4626 or email address thepoint@capeandislands.org. In studio with me is Julie Wake, Executive Director of the Arts Foundation of Cape Cod, and David Keene, Executive Director of Kituat Center for the Arts. We're going to go back to the phone in a second, but David, what's coming? We didn't get a chance to talk about what's coming up at Kituat.
Yeah, there's so much. I could take the whole hour, but I'll try to get through.
Highlights.
And I know I'm going to miss something. But actually, tomorrow night, we open a world premiere play in our Black Box Theater of a play by Jim Dalglish. Featuring Anna Botsford, a one-woman show called The Playground. We have it's running through June 23rd. Little Shop of Horrors runs July 10th through 28th. Dragons Love Tacos, which is a great
our
kids show. That's also an inclusive production, running mornings in July 24 through August 9. Wednesday, Thursdays, and Friday mornings for 3 weeks.
Insert there? It's really important to bring kids to theater like that. And I'm totally coming to that one.
And dragons do love tacos.
And they do. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
So do I. We have More Women Rock running July 31 through August 18, which is incredible. Death of a Salesman is in the Black Box Theater August 8th through September. It's our 100th production in the Black Box, if you can believe that. Mm-hmm. Sweet Home Chicago, which is a tribute to the Blues Brothers, an original tribute.
Another good one.
Yeah, is August 21 through September 1. Then on the outdoor stage, we kick off the season with a Linda Ronstadt tribute the end of this month. There's more information on the website. Mm-hmm. And for the gallery, we're doing Piece by Piece 7, which is a community art installation that features 144 local artists. We take an iconic work of art, we divide it into 144 pieces. Each artist recreates on one panel. No one knows what the piece is. Putting it together is performance art. It happens on Friday, June 14th. From 5 to 8 p.m. It is the most incredible experience to watch it all come together. Yeah. But it will be in the gallery. And then so much more. So many classes.
Lots going on. Julie, I just want to ask you a question because I mentioned how important it is to bring kids to theater. Do you know, do the theaters that have kids programs, are there any kind of like scholarship things for, you know, people who couldn't afford maybe tickets? Are there opportunities?
Absolutely. I see the cultural organizations often give lots of scholarships. And then the Arts Foundation, we have a program called Arts Access. And that's exactly for that. So we really want to make it a level playing field so all kids have access. It you know, financial should not be a barrier.
We have an open seat program also where everything we do has just people just need to ask for it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was going to say, I wanted to mention it because I thought people hearing that going, oh, yeah, but if I could afford it. So that's good to know. All right.
I want to bring up the Card to Culture program too, that is kind of managed by Mass Cultural Council that many of our arts organizations do. So if you're on EBT card, it's a Card to Culture is, you know, you just use it and it just feels like an opportunity for accessibility. Yeah.
All right. Carol writes, an art form that's grown immensely on the Cape in the last 20 years is ceramics of all kinds. People are making pots and selling some of them. Sculpture exhibits, workshops, and teaching at all levels are going on all over the Cape and Islands. For over 50 years, clay artists and wannabe artists have helped each other out by maintaining an organization, Cape Cod Potters. Listeners can find out who and where and what and when at its new website, capecodpotters.org. An easy website to remember. Thank you, Carol. All right, Kristen is calling from Sandwich. Hi, Kristen.
Hi, thank you so much for hosting this.
Sure.
It's so important. I'm actually calling from the Sandwich Glass Museum, and we're excited to share two upcoming events that we have. One beginning on June 21st. It's called Heartbeats in Harmony.
And we just talked about that one, yep, and we raved about Carl and Robert Dane. What's the other one, Kristen?
All right, ready for this one?
Yeah.
July 27th, Morgan Peterson, the winner of Season 4, Blown Away, Netflix, will be here at the museum for a fundraiser with the American Diabetes Association and the museum, and all the proceeds will go to both organizations. And I'm not sure if you know about Blown Away.
No, I was going to say, what is Blown Away? We're all going, what's Blown Away? What is that?
Blown Away is an amazing series on Netflix about glass blowers.
Oh, okay.
And it's been on season after season. And Morgan is a local Massachusetts glass blower that was on the competition, and she won.
Oh, great.
And she will be here on... She has a little bit of a cult following, and she'll be here on the 27th doing glass demonstration. And why it's so a full circle moment is because she found her love of glass, blowing glass here at the museum when she was very young on a visit.
Ah, see, getting those kids involved.
That's
Kristen,
right.
Thank you for that info. We appreciate that. Let's move on to Marilyn, who's calling from Falmouth. Hi, Marilyn.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm representing Arts Falmouth today.
Mm-hmm.
We're an organization that presents three events in Falmouth every year, the Woods Hole Trad Stroll in May, Arts Alive coming up in June, and the Jazz Stroll in October. So I want to talk about the Arts Alive Festival, which is June 14th through 16th, funded by many great organizations. It's free. It's open to the public. It happens on the Falmouth Library lawn. Starting Friday night, we have students from Falmouth Academy performing. We have Puffy Elvis is going to do a town dance, which is very popular. People get up and dance to the very loud music. and Puffy Elvis. On Saturday and Sunday, we have over 75 artisans showing their wares, and another 40 musicians performing in four different tents across the library lawn on adjacent Peg Noonan Park. And it's fabulous.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of fun.
Going on all the time.
Yeah.
We're filming it with Falmouth Community Television. We have an art tent where people can do participatory art projects. Dreamtail Puppets is doing a three-hour workshop, which should be really great for anyone interested in doing puppets and putting together a puppet show.
A lot going on there. Marilyn, thank you. Yeah, a lot going on. Yeah, thanks for that, Marilyn. We appreciate that. Alyssa's calling from West Tisbury. Hi, Alyssa.
Hi there. How are you?
Great.
I'm calling to talk about an improv comedy group that I'm in on Martha's Vineyard, TBD Improv. We have a bunch of shows this summer, June, July, and August. Upcoming this Friday, we actually have a live show as part of Circuit Arts, and that's at the Grange Hall at 7 p.m., and tickets are available for Circuit Arts. all the comedy is made up on the spot. And we're a group of performers who all live on the vineyard, but we're assembled from New York and Chicago. And over the summer, we're performing both at the Martha's Vineyard Film Center and also at the Barn Bowl and Bistro.
Wow. Alyssa, that's hard, making it up on the spot.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, good for your brain.
But it's so fun,
yeah.
too.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say, no two shows are the same, right?
No two shows.
They're never the same, but we try to get the audience involved, although we don't make you participate. So don't be scared.
So it's okay if you're sitting in the front row.
It's okay to sit in the front row. We're not going to spray you with water. We're not going to make fun of you. But if you feel moved to participate, there is an opportunity for that.
Oh, all right. Alyssa, thank you. That sounds like a lot of fun. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate that.
Thank you so much. And our website is cbbimprov.com.
Thanks, Alyssa. 866-999-4626 is our number. Our email address, thepoint@capeandislands.org. Julie, do we know how much the arts contributes to the regional economy?
Yes, we do. Actually, through the state, $28.6 billion goes into the economy because of the arts sector. And that's through the Commonwealth. It provides, that's 134,000 jobs throughout the state.
Yeah.
It is huge. It's second to the retail industry and growing.
Yeah. Going back to the pandemic, I know we don't really like to talk about the pandemic that much anymore, but the pandemic, it was a big disruptor, right? And there have been significant changes in how we live, work, and play post-pandemic. What changes do you see in the arts community, either how people interact with the arts or how it's created, and what aspects of art and our interaction with the arts endures despite this upheaval?
So much has changed. And I know for, you know, such a horrible thing that we all went through, a lot of positive things came out of it. And what we're seeing is more accessibility to things. There's more free offerings. Mm-hmm. You know, towns are having free music. David has outdoor venue, you know, so you can go and be outside. It seems like people want to be more engaged in things. You know, hearing the improv program just seems so so right on track of what people want these days. We want to be engaged. We want to be in conversation with one another in person. But I also see that there's lots of opportunity for hybrid. There's online things. So there's more accessibility to the arts in general. Mm. You know, painting, music classes, going to see theater. There's just more.
I would just add that without wanting to be too much of a downer, that all of that is very, very true. And I fully agree. You can read articles almost every day, especially in major areas of venues that are shutting down, that can't keep going. The stuff that we do is very expensive to produce. And there still is this struggle with a lot of, you know, audiences in terms of the comfort of consuming at home and being at home. Yeah. So, you know, we're all working together. And like Julie said, and Mindy, the people that have called in already today, look at the variety of the stuff that people are talking about and interested in. So, you know, that there's an important connection in experiencing arts and culture together as humans. And so we're all doing everything we can to make sure that we balance the commercial viability of what we do and continue absolutely making sure that everything we do is accessible to all who want to participate in
it. It's a challenge.
And inclusive as well. It's a big challenge.
Yeah. Carolyn and Gary write, listeners should know that all three of you, David, Julie, and you, modeled at the Cape Cod Museum of Art fashion show fundraisers at the Bequasset in 2018 or 2019. We love how the arts community supports each other. I didn't know you guys did that, too.
We're actually models off duty today.
Volunteers are so important to our arts venues. My husband and I met volunteering at the Cape Cod Museum of Art, and I'm married 6 years next week. Happy anniversary. anniversary, Carolyn Garrett.
Happy anniversary.
That was a lot of fun.
It was so fun.
So fun.
It was so, so fun. I can't believe I got tucked into that.
Yeah, you know, they're going, wait, what? That was fun, though, yeah. I don't know. They're not expecting us to be like the big fashion models, I don't think. But you know.
In my head, I am.
All right. Brian is calling from Fairhaven. Hi, Brian.
Hello. How are you? Thank you for taking my call.
You bet. Go ahead.
Well, I'm the president of the brand new Fairhaven's Shepherd Center for the Performing Arts.
Oh, and, congratulations.
Absolutely. We just started in January. We've got some great I'm sorry, I'm getting an echo here. Getting a great response from the community and from the companies around the area. What we've got going on here is we are a performing arts center that is dedicated to supporting other performing arts centers and the performing arts in general by providing clinics and workshops and that kind of thing on stagecraft and music and songwriting. Script writing, screenplays, that kind of stuff.
Wow!
So we also do some performances that are coming up. We've got Hiroya Tsukamoto coming up on June 22nd. We have Effie Clancy from the Clancy Clan coming up on June 15th, and Mark T. Smalls is going to be performing in our place at 6:22. You'll notice most of these folks are all local performers, and that's what we focus on, are local performers, not touring acts.
Right.
So we'd love to have people come out. Our website is the Shepherd Center for the Performing Arts .org.
Wonderful. Brian, thank you. And you know, Brian brings up a really good point about local talent. We've got a lot of amazing local talent here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's amazing. Brian, thanks for that. And good luck.
You know, Mindy, if I had a nickel for every time someone came to a production and wanted to know if it was a touring company shopped in from New York or somewhere else, you know,
and
I'd
it's not.
It's
here.
Local. Incredible local talent.
Yeah. All right.
I would say we are an international destination for arts and culture, from Bourne to Falmouth to P-Town to the Mid-Cape to Tangletoet. It is, it's elevating the arts and getting it out there that the brand of being a Cape Cod artist is really important.
Yes.
And it's really high level.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah. All right. Alice is calling from Falmouth. Hi, Alice.
Oh, hi, Mindy. It's Alice Kachimba.
Oh,
and
hi.
I'm the chair of the Falmouth Cultural Council.
Another poet.
Yeah, a poet and at this point an arts advocate. So the Falmouth Cultural Council is doing so much in the community. It's just wonderful to share the news. We have basically created our first ever grant program, which is a music outreach program for our unhoused population at St. Barnabas Church. So it's every Tuesday, 11:30, 12:30. It's musicians from primarily Falmouth, but across the Cape, from the Outer Cape as well, and they perform. And the increase in socialization and mood for people who do not have housing is amazing.
Yeah.
And it's open to the whole community.
Great. Alice, thank you for sharing that. Appreciate that. 866-999-4626 is our number. That's 866-999-4626. Our email address, thepoint@capeandislands.org. And we'll have more after break. You're listening to The Point. This morning, we're inviting arts organizations and artists to share highlights of their upcoming season with us. 866-999-4626 is our number. Our email address, thepoint@capeandislands.org. There's just so much going on. We can't cover everything all summer, so we're trying to get as much in this morning's show to give folks a heads up on some of the cool things that have been happening this summer. And Amanda is giving us a call from Sandwich. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, Mindy. How are you?
Great.
So I'm a curator at Heritage Museums and Gardens in Sandwich, so I thought I'd talk a little bit about what we've got going on this season.
Yes.
We have our usual sort of permanent exhibits. The Automobile Gallery is actually having a special vignette featuring electric automobiles and really early ones.
Mm.
And we have our permanent exhibits, and specifically for arts, this year we're doing two different temporary exhibitions. Our first is our major exhibition of the season. It's called Impressionist New England, and it's featuring over 60 paintings, 46 different artists, and it's really exploring how Impressionist painters have captured New England for over a century. So it's a real mix of historical and contemporary painters. Mm. And it features a lot of the art colonies in our area, Provincetown, Gloucester, nice. Ogunquit.
Oh, that's so interesting.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. And,
yeah. I think, go ahead.
Okay. Amanda, do you want to mention the gala coming up July 13th?
Don't you? Sure. Yeah. Yes. That's our sort of major fundraiser for the year. And this year it's got a really fun theme. It's Flower Power.
Flower Power.
Yeah. I love that. That's great.
I've already got my outfit
yes,
picked out.
We've done a couple of the sort of themed ones in the past, and they've been super popular. So
yeah, very fun.
I think last year was the 1920s, so we're jumping forward to the 1960s.
Yeah, love it. Fun. All right.
I love it.
I'd also love to give a shout-out to our outdoor art exhibition as well. Which is Katahmint artist Alfie Glover, who a lot of people know
has
been working on the Cape for decades.
So fun.
And this is one of his biggest exhibitions. I don't know if it's the biggest ever, but it's the biggest in a really long time. Yeah. And our visitors are really loving it.
Yeah, awesome. Amanda, thank you. Thanks for calling. We'll see you at Flower Power.
Yeah.
All right. Jen is calling from Harwich. Hi, Jen. Jen, are you there?
Good morning.
Good morning. Go ahead, Jen.
This is Jen from the Cape Cod Theater Company, Harwich Junior Theater. So happy to hear you all today.
Hey, Jen.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hi, David. Good morning. I'm just jumping in late. I'm home with COVID today, so just part of the art.
Yeah, that's the other thing that doesn't go away.
Yeah.
It doesn't go away. But I just wanted to say, I just heard a little bit. I want to jump on what Brian just said about providing classes and workshops around stagecraft and playwriting. So if anyone doesn't know, we're a 73-year-old educational, multi-generational theater here in Harwich, and we have a year-round season, of course. But one thing that we've really been focusing on is looking at this idea of providing space, of course, for all of our local artists, as I know you do, David, and Brian did, Julie, so many people, and also looking to build our own pipeline of production teams, not just training.
Yes.
Actors, which we all do so well, but also we're all looking at how do we build our own pipeline. So there's one program in particular that I'd love to highlight, which is this Gen Z workshop production of Romeo and Juliet. So although the casting is going to be multi-generational, the production team is going to be, with generous funding from the Davenport Foundation and from the Arts Foundation of Cape Cod, thank you very much, it's going to be all Gen Z, so 15 to 26-year-olds approximately,
in each of the
production roles. Mm-hmm. Thanks. Mm-hmm. And each one will have a professional mentor so that we can continue to give these kids, you know, the opportunity of live theater from all aspects, but also hopefully provide a pipeline, not just for our theater, but for all of the local theaters.
It really needs to happen.
That's
it's
awesome.
Wonderful.
Yeah. It's an incredible.
And Jen, you do such a good job too with the young actors. And, you know, as we say, they grow up and become these fabulous actors.
And she has people that come back every season.
Oh, I know.
It's so impressive.
Yeah. And then generation after generation, you know, when we're been there for 73 years and to see kids and grandkids and parents in between all
so
working on the same show was pretty magical.
Yeah.
So thank you all
so
much.
Yes, Jen,
for
thank you. Feel better. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
All right. Benton is calling from Dennis. Hi, Benton.
Hello. How are you, Mindy?
Great.
Hi, David and
Hi,
Julia.
Good morning.
Good morning, Benton.
Good morning. Yeah, we have a exciting summer this season. We're going to have adventure and exploration themed whole summer with a exhibition of motorcycles called An Artful Ride.
Benton, what organization is it? Where are you? What organization are you calling
for? This is the Cape Cod Museum of Art.
Okay, great. All right.
Dennis.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. Thanks for clarifying.
Yeah. Like, where are we going? Where are we going to see this?
Right. And I just got into my office and I heard this radio show and I'm really excited that you're doing this. So thank you.
Yeah.
We also have a Cape Cod Open Sculpture Invitational exhibition there's a total of 54 sculptures spread across our campus. We have a 22-acre campus here, and folks can come free of charge and walk the whole campus. And we were able to do this monumental installation with some funding from the Arts Foundation of Cape Cod. So thank you, Julie, for helping to make that possible.
We're excited to see it.
Yeah.
It's really, the opening was just last Saturday, and it was really well attended. And we also have an exhibition with Sarah Hall coming up in August. Sarah Hall is the daughter of Harry Hall, who was the founder of this museum, and she'll be showing her pottery as well as her newer paintings.
Yeah.
And
what a span.
Yeah, a lot going on. Yeah.
That she's done. She's really prolific and just been, you know, a teacher, a mentor.
Right. Benton, thank you. We got to try to get everybody we can in the next 10 minutes or so. Lindsay's calling from New Bedford. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi, Mindy. It's quite an inspiring lineup.
I know, right? There's so much fun stuff going on.
Yes, yeah. You know, we love the Cape, and I'm excited to hear about the Shepherd Center and across the bridge in Fairhaven, just getting used to that. But, you know, in my organization is GATMA, Massachusetts Design Art Technology Institute, and every year we create a public art series, and we launch in 9 days.
Ooh.
So I just walked in from the install site where we've got this crew of artists from Portugal, and they're building this huge sculpture of a rooster on Union Street.
I love it.
We love public art.
Yeah.
Yes. And I really resonated with the comments about accessibility and being outside and art being part of the landscape. And we try to make our programming like that as well. So we have a few new pieces that when people can come to New Bedford, they can just walk around and just kind of run into it. And then because we partner with so many different art organizations in the area, if you run into one of our sculptures, you're bound to find out about another art event happening in walking distance. So New Bedford is a very walkable city, and you can start with our sculptures at datma.org, but then kind of venture over to learn what is happening at the art museum or at the RJD.
Yeah,
so it's really fun and a great way to just go and explore all the local restaurants. And but we open in 9 days, and everything we do is always free and open to the public. So if you want to come down to New Bedford Friday morning, June 14th, you get to hear a great artist talk with the Lisbon artist Bordalo, and then learn about our free programming throughout the summer.
Yeah, I love it, Lindsay. So thank you. Good. But people don't think about it. It's a very vibrant art community in New Bedford.
Vibrant.
Yes,
yes.
Yeah. Lindsay, thank you for reminding us.
And the collaborative effort.
I love that. Yeah, Lindsay, thanks. Jane is calling from Falmouth. Hi, Jane.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. Go ahead, Jane. Where are you calling from?
So I'm calling from Falmouth, and I just wanted to talk about the Falmouth Art Market that will be starting the season June 25th and running to August 27th every Tuesday from 11 to 5 at the Marine Park, which is next to the Fine Bridge Restaurant. And I'm hoping everybody will come on and join us. We've got musicians. We've got over 30 artists, craftspeople, going to be promoting their art. And we've got food trucks. We've got the filling station and sea scoops for ice cream.
Oh, well,
so I hope everybody
everything you could ask for, all in one spot.
Perfect day.
Jane,
we might have some pop-up surprises.
Oh, okay. Pop-up surprises. Well, Jane, thank you for calling. Thanks. Appreciate that. Diana's calling from Dennis. Hi, Diana.
Hi. How are you?
Great. Go ahead, Diana. Where are you
calling?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I'm calling from the Cape Playhouse, and tonight's our opening night for our first show of the season, which is Tick, Tick, Boom. So we're very, very excited. It's a high-energy rock musical by John Larson, who wrote and composed the smash hit Rent, and we have a star-studded cast from New York, which includes Andy Mientis, who was in the Broadway productions of Les Mis and Spring Awakening, and Larry Owens, who's a recurring character on Abbott Elementary, that TV series, and also Christina Alabado, who is in the Broadway production of Mean Girls. Mm-hmm. We've got a great lineup of five shows all together this summer, including Carole King's Beautiful. And it's not too late to become a subscriber mm-hmm. for all five shows or buy a Flex Pass for three shows. And it's also not too late to buy tickets for Tick, Tick, Boom, which runs from tonight through June 15th.
Great.
So I hope people will visit our website at capeplayhouse.com. And you can buy your tickets there.
All right. Diana, thank you for letting us know about that. Appreciate that. So I want to ask both of you, are the arts becoming, we're talking about summer programs right now, but mm-hmm. are they becoming more of a year-round or a three-season economic driver? Because you do stuff at Kootuat all year round.
Yeah, we're pretty steady year-round and have been for many years. And I think that many of our sister organizations, you know, there's some seasonality. I would imagine, for example, Falmouth Theater Guild would be year-round if they didn't share with Clock.
Right.
By the way, you know, Clock College Light Opera, they have a show every week mm-hmm. all summer, a plug for them. They do yeah. great work.
Mm.
There's
really a little bit of everything,
there's a little,
right? I mean,
yeah.
we just heard that this morning.
Yeah.
The variety is amazing.
It's year-round. We have a year-round population. It's thriving. Organizations are open. Artists are creating year-round. It's all
happening. I feel like we've seen an uptick in year-round people just since the pandemic, right? Because people kind of came to hunker down and then went, wait, why do I have to leave?
It feels like it.
Yeah,
it feels
yeah.
like it.
Yeah.
You know, someone mentioned Rent, the producer of, or writer of Rent, and Sandwich High School did Rent this year. I don't know. I know.
Oh, I didn't see that.
No, they do. Their theater program is incredible.
But you know what? So is Barnstable,
yes.
so is Bourne.
So good, so good. And talk about building that pipeline of actors and people and patrons of theater. I mean, these kids, as they progress through their, you know, artistic journeys, they're going to be such a sophisticated group mm-hmm. of theater goers in the future. After watching what they did with Rent at Sandwich was
right, and the visual arts too. So we
yeah.
host a fair with Sturgis Charter School where they mm-hmm. display all their visual art in the gallery. I believe Pam does.
Yes.
I know the museum, mm-hmm. Cape Cod Museum of Art, has opportunities for the local high mm-hmm. school visual artists. There's a lot of
and there's that mentor program with Artworks and Mass Hire where they pair an established working artist with an emerging artist in the high schools.
Mm.
And it's been going on for years. It's kind of under the radar program. And, you know, the artists are getting paid to mentor these young students. And it's across
so
all
exciting.
Mediums now.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Only about a minute and a half left, if you can believe that. And I'm just wondering about, David, deciding the works that you're going to present in the busy season. Are you already looking to next summer?
I'm looking at 2026, 2027.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And how do you decide? I mean, there's so much out there. How do you decide? Are you looking for classics, new works?
A combination.
Yeah.
Some classics, some new works. And just a quick example, our box office manager, Jana Simpson, 2 years ago came to me and said, are you interested in drawing more audiences that are younger than you? maybe you should program Legally Blonde.
Oh.
So it's also listening to what people want and doing that balance.
Yeah.
Are you finding that's happening in the other organizations as well?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's so smart. You have to listen to your colleagues and your coworkers and what
and
they
And by
bring.
The way, we had 1,000 people on the waiting list for Legally Blonde.
Really?
That just closed last week.
Wow.
And it's not anecdotal. They had to go online and sign up. It was remarkable, the popularity
of that
you'll
be bringing that one back
again.
Yeah.
Fun. All right. Julie Wake, Executive Director of the Arts Foundation of Cape Cod. David Keene, Executive Director of the Kootuat Center for the Arts. So much fun having you here and so much fun stuff going on.
It was great.
It's
what
be
a great way
busy
to start
summer.
The day.
Yeah. Oh, we have a silent auction going on, artsfoundation.org.
Okay. I'm Mindy Todd. Thanks for listening.
The Point is produced by Amy Vince. The executive producer is Mindy Todd. Production assistance from Jenny Junker and Dan Tridle. Theme music by Benjamin Verdery and William Coulter.